Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy hour. Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh's in the house, everybody. Gloria Bigelow, comedian extraordinaire, and her hanger-on, Dana Goldberg. Somebody hanger-on came with her.
Some schmo.
Somebody.
Some schmo.
Somebody. Ugh, you know how it is, Gloria. Just starfuckers everywhere in Hollywood, am I right?
I've been trying for years. She keeps saying no.
Yeah. Travis, I waited a long time before dropping an F-bomb. Am I doing better? How do you like me now?
I can only do so much.
How do you like me so far?
2.5
You've been hanging out with that streetwalker from Bakersfield.
Gloria Bigelow, you are one funny mother. There, I bleeped it. Ooh, how's that?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's helped me.
Yes, Dana told us about you. First of all, because I have a lot to, I'm so fascinated with you. And then we're going to get to just our, what we're here for, to talk shit about Donald Trump.
Yes.
But, okay, I have so many questions about a black lesbian camping trip. Because you do this hilarious routine about going camping with 10. First of all, are there 10 black lesbians? I did not know. I was not told.
They're from the Bay, where they, that's where they are made. So it's okay. Like, they have like a whole place up there, and then that's where they groom them. And then they,
oh, yeah. When you said the Bay, I thought you meant Beyonce.
Yeah, No, not Bay-gency.
And not East Bay. Not East Bay here.
Okay.
Bay Area.
The Bay Area.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. That's where most of them live.
Okay. Yeah. Let's, okay, before we get to the details of camping, so here's why I ask. Let's get to the meat of, am I racist because I have never dated a black person?
No.
Really?
No.
God, I hope we were going to have
time. But you still have time.
Well, I didn't even know there were 10. I was not told, Dana. I've never met. I've had a crush on Alice.
The only black lesbian you know? Is that what you were about to say?
Oh, you're kind of swarthy. Oh, are you a Jew? Anyway, Gloria.
I was born brown.
This
what is wrong with
this might
her?
Be worse than swearing.
Yes.
No one has anti-Semitism. I just put one of my best friend's dog to sleep with her. That was today. And my mom broke her hip and she's in the hospital. It's not important now. I'm going broke. Anyway, Gloria, hey, Sean, guess what? Remember that leak down here that I sprung after the $6,000 plumbing leak?
Oh, yeah.
I've got two more upstairs.
Oh, great.
Isn't that fantastic? In my bathroom and... Okay, Gloria.
4 days of rain.
It's fantastic. When is the ark coming? What is happening?
I'm building it. I'm still building it.
Okay. Do you know Alison Palmer from Betty, the group?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I've had a lifelong crush on her, but she is straight.
We all do.
Well, of course, she's straight and married.
Yeah.
But
For now.
I live and I mostly don't leave my house. Uh-huh. I'm in my basement. I don't remember meeting hardly any black lesbians. And that's why I was sort of, because I remember a friend telling me once, it's much more taboo in the black community. And I just thought, like, statistically, I don't leave my fucking basement. So there's that.
Chances are slimmer.
Right.
Look, now you have one in here, so you didn't even have to go out.
I'm just proud of Mama for not touching your hair when you walk.
Okay. My point, Gloria, this is obviously a lesbian get out. So you are not leaving.
Right. Now I'm here. Eat some cheese and relax.
Does anyone have a spoon that I can just stir my...
No, just finger it. You know.
Does anyone hear that noise, though?
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking. She's talking about the
get out.
The teaspoon.
Yeah.
It was so scary for a
second. Oh, I get it. Yeah. You're doing the teaspoon.
There we
Thank
go.
You, Sean.
Thank you.
Okay, that's creepy. All right. No, but I've often wondered that because I'm this, like, you know, crazy liberal. And I remember I dated a couple of black guys when I was at USC, when I was in, but I thought, oh, it's because I don't like dick. It's not
right. Wasn't the black dick that you didn't like? It was right. Just dick in general.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
no, I get
my point.
Me too. Yeah.
Time's up.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So, okay. So the black lesbian camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were talking about you and your friend were cooking for 10, and then you were like saying, yeah. "This is a little yeah. slavey. It
right.
feels a little slavey."
Yeah.
But everybody's black. So how? Did you just feel like you were like the they were the house?
No, we all slave were. We were both doing it, and I said it to her. Oh. I was like, "Does it feel a little slavey to you?" She was like, "Yeah, yeah, it totally does." I was like, "Right."
MB like show our, is bad.
We had like our head wraps on. Like it was the whole thing. Like I was like, "Oh my god, this is very." Now I know what it was about.
Definitely I love don't. The thing about that. Your girlfriend at the time said that you are time sensitive.
Yeah.
Meaning
I'm aware of time.
You're like, aware of it. Yes.
Yeah, so like if I say like we're gonna leave at 12, I think. Time sensitive,
right?
As
see?
Well, 12. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well. That was my favorite line ever, is that you, because you were talking about organizing 10 lesbians to just go do anything, and you said, I don't know how Harriet Tubman did it.
Yes. She must have had rules.
How did she ever leave? She must have been...
Time sensitive.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm just... See? I set her up. I did my research. Right, Jamie? Okay, Jamie. Jamie's my ill-trained rescue dog. But listen, you are...
Has Jamie ever met a black person? Is this what happens when you bring one
no,
into the basement?
No, Travis can tell you and Sean that he barks. She barks every morning.
Okay.
She barks for no reason.
It's not a Curb Your Enthusiasm, my dog is racist thing.
Frangela comes over all the time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. My neighbor's dog is racist.
Okay, so. Jamie. What?
My neighbor's dog is racist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
It's a little white puppy, like a little old white lady.
Oh.
She bit me on my leg.
The white lady, the puppy.
Yeah.
The dog.
The dog.
How did you know it was a black thing?
Because she doesn't bark at anybody else in the building.
Oh.
She only barks at me.
Oh, it is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dog though.
Well, it's like you were told you were racist because you have white dogs back in New York.
Yes, I have two. I've always said I love Great Pyrenees. They're big white dogs. And I was, when I lived in New York, we have that in common too. New York
yes.
rejected me like a bad organ.
Oh, no. It evicted me. I had to get out.
Yeah, oh, no.
They were like,
we'll
get
to
out.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
But I was taking my dogs to Central Park to walk and a very well-dressed African-American gentleman came around the corner, and I was, like, thinking, like, oh, hi, good day, sir. And he was, like, racist! Racist with your white dogs, motherfucker! And I was just like, I have an Obama shirt on under my... You know what? I'm a very well-known liberal. okay, so, yeah, I they're just white, because that's okay.
That's how they're made.
Yes. Yes, pardon me. I'm coughing up a lung. Wait, so we are... Oh, hang on a second. Dana, pretend you're not here. We're just going to get a room. You are me and I am you.
You might date a black lesbian by the time this is over.
You said when Wanda Sykes first called you, because you were she watched your stand-up and handpicked you to perform on Hilarious. You said, when I got the call from Wanda, I ran around like crazy in my apartment and talked to my dog. See? She's just like me.
Doesn't everybody?
She talks to her dog all... What kind of dog do you have?
He's a mix. He's a rat terrier and an IG mix.
He is so cute.
He's real cute. His name is Niles. Niles Frazier Bigelow.
Could you please do the voice that you talked to Miles in?
Oh, all of them. Like, come here. Hey, buddy. How's mama's boy? Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. Not nearly as crazy as mine, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
What's yours?
Oh, well... Yeah, they've seen me do the medicine. Hey, Freddy, it's time for your medicines. And then here is some small auxiliary biscuits to do with your medicines. Who's the most handsome romantic man in the world? I won that. But okay, yeah, you can still, good. Right? You yeah. just started. What are you drinking?
I got a little margarita going
all
on.
Right. All right.
Can I tell Steffi about Niles and the ransomenesses of him?
Wow. Oh, I mean,
so you should ask. You should ask Gloria. But Niles is such a precious dog, and the people that love Gloria in the past often know how important Niles is to her.
Right.
And so when they get crazy, they stage a kidnapping. They stage that Niles ran away, and they're going to help find the dog. But they have actually kidnapped
the
dog.
This is a crazy ex that was trying to win your affection that said your dog's missing, and I found
it's happened twice.
Oh my God! There's something about Gloria. We have to do the black lesbian version of There's Something About Mary.
That's the, oh my God, you're right. Yep.
Yeah. It is.
Yep. Oh my God. Okay. You know what? We pitched way too many ideas for free around here, Dana Goldberg. Someone's writing that right now.
I know.
Shonda Rhimes, I fucking see you. Okay. Gloria. He You've also done, you've been on Last Comic Standing, mm-hmm. right? Hot Gay Comics on Out TV. But so, I think you talked about at one point in your stand-up, you were talking about your mom saying, oh, honey. Yeah, like my mom was like, oh, honey, you're so pretty. Don't you like men?
Yeah.
Because she, your mom was like, but you're black already.
Yeah, like you already got this one against you.
And you're a woman. And, mm-hmm. right, life's going to be hard.
Yeah. Linda. Yeah. Linda.
Yeah. Linda's lovely.
Yeah. Linda's come around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but, you know,
right.
I've been out for like almost 20 years.
Glow and I performed in Houston together, and I said, do you think Linda wants to introduce you? And Gloria was like, okay, you just made her lifetime. So Linda gets on stage, is introducing Gloria.
Wait, who's Linda?
Her mother.
Oh.
Yes.
Linda.
Oh.
So okay. Linda gets on stage because she traveled down to Houston to see her daughter perform. And so she gets to introduce Gloria, and she goes, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, and people thinking about it. And I was like, did your mom just acknowledge the trans community? And both of us were like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Wow.
Yeah.
And still in Pittsburgh, or?
No, she's in Georgia now.
Okay.
In Athens.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's gone on the gay cruises with me. Aww. And
my mom, she's about to turn 96 this coming up Tuesday. And my best friend who's here visiting 40 years, she just married a 29-year-old. Listen, I don't judge. She's 62. And my mom, before I left at Christmas, she was like, now, honey, do you think Wanda knows some young man for you? And I was like, Mom, there's a couple of things wrong with that. Have you been paying attention? I mean, God bless you.
It's never.
But that pussy ship has sailed down that pussy river. But our parents, they just want the best for us, right? Barbara Goldberg, your mom just wrote me today about my mom.
She did?
She's a sweet lady.
My mother is such a mensch.
She's a sweet lady. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
She is really a good egg. What's funny
just now, I just got it right before this.
She has separate conversations with people that are quite important to me. Like, she would never tell me she sent that email. She'll be like, why? It had nothing to do with you, Dana. Like, she would send a gift to my girlfriend, and my girlfriend would say, your mother sent me something, and I'd be like, oh, you sent something to so-and-so, and she's like, why didn't you tell me? She said, why? It had nothing to do with you.
It's private, Dana. It's private business. Why are you sticking your nose into shit that's none of your business?
That's exactly what it is. I'm like, okay, valid point. However, a little hurtful.
And also, what if she sent a better gift than you did?
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Right?
Jeez.
Okay. So wait, Gloria, is this now, currently you're working on a one-woman show about a memoir about your misfortunes in New York City?
I am working on a memoir about living in New York.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
New York fucked me up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I almost knocked my eye out on my fireplace mantle. I broke my foot, and my dog's got Giardia. Have you heard of this?
No.
Got it like three or four times. It's explosive diarrhea, which is fantastic. And the vet's like, oh, yeah, they get that in the city. I was like, fucking Calcutta?
Like,
what do you mean,
people
city?
Too.
They
people
just get that? They're like, yeah, they just keep getting it in New York, the Giardia. I was like, really?
I knew I had to go when I walked into my car and it smelled like urine. And I was like,
is that me?
I was like, why does my car smell? I just looked and I pee streaks all around.
No.
Someone pissed into my car, not on it.
That's fantastic.
Into my car.
Yeah.
Time to go. Gotta go. It's time to leave now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's, you know what, Donald Trump would give him such a fucking boner, that story.
Yeah, he likes peeing on things.
Right?
That's true.
Golden showers.
Yeah, like, golden showers are his thing.
Yeah. Oh, he's just fantastic.
It's a weird fascination.
Never thought of it in the car.
Oh, God.
He's
like the weird Dr. Seuss of urination. Do you like it in my car? Do you like it from afar? Do you like it here or there? Yes,
the
I like pee
suite.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I knew maybe New York might not be for me the first time. And, you know, there's always a first time for every girl when you see a guy in the Columbus Circle in front of you. That's always like, I was almost home.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that there's an app now for human feces? I don't know the name
Excuse
of it,
me?
But apparently it's not. It tells you where there's human feces to avoid it on the streets and not dog poop. Like, there's human feces.
I need the dog poop version.
Okay.
People in my neighborhood
stuck. I think they made a human version of it. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
San Francisco, it's unfortunately.
Like, but is it like GPS?
But does it, like, connect to, like, somebody's going to pick it up? Because that's like,
I would hope not,
like,
just
it's
like
got to connect to, like,
I'm
the
sorry,
city,
not just like a poop ways of like, there's poop on the road, walk around it. Like,
yeah.
I would hope someone's like, gonna go get it.
Wait, okay, I get, you need to go back.
How do we get
mama's
it?
Had a hard
I'm day. Gonna have to Google this, you guys.
Okay, what there's yep. a app to yeah. tell you that there's poop somewhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dog or human
hold
human.
On
just human apparently
just human
fecal matter
on this outside.
Yeah.
How do you...
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Why is San Francisco...
Wow, I thought my life was bad, Gloria. Really? There's people that... I mean, I understand reporting an accident to Waze, but really, like, yes, it's very important to inform you.
LA had the pothole app where you could, like, tag a pothole.
Yeah.
Right. But fecal matter?
They've created... It's a poop map. It's a poop map in San Francisco showing you where the incidents been have human feces because there's a problem in San Francisco. Yep. Yep.
Why is there a problem in San Francisco?
There's a bad homeless problem in San Francisco.
Oh. But also that people would make an app for it.
Yeah, of course, because it's also Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're not going to help them. Right. We're not going to get them off the streets, but I'm going to let you know where to avoid them.
That's what I was going to say. There's nothing about helping the homeless or about cleaning up the poop. It's just here's how you avoid
it. Go around it.
I'm more concerned about the data being collected by that app.
Yeah. Listen.
That's what they get you with.
Yeah. You know, with my gastrointestinal problems,
I don't 3 and P. It's a weird genealogy.
With my gastrointestinal problems, Travis, Jesus, can you imagine? Just be like, stop following me. I know. I am nervous. Do you know who's president? We'll hold those wildly entertaining thoughts, girls, because I need to talk about something else wildly entertaining. The new TV series Pure on WGN America. Travis, you've heard plenty of stories, right, about drug cartels. They're all over the news. But the crime ring you've probably never heard of is one of the most dangerous in the world. They are the Mennonite mob.
Wait. How is the wall supposed to stop the Mennonite mob?
Right. Mob. You heard right. Mennonites.
What?
99% of them kind, God-fearing people. But there's one group that has smuggled millions of dollars of narcotics from Mexico to Canada. Wednesday, starting January 23rd at 10, 9 Central, WGN America presents the new TV series Pure, based on the true events of the Mennonite mob. The show is about Noah Funk, the newly elected Mennonite pastor who's determined to rid his community of the drug cartel, but he finds himself way in over his head, and the good pastor along with his wife will do some very bad things, all in the name of protecting their family. It's like the Mennonite Breaking Bad.
Wait, what?
Yes, think of Pure as Breaking Bad meets Witness meets Narcos. Get hooked on Pure. Wednesday, starting January 23rd at 10, 9 Central, only on WGN America. WGN America is available on DirecTV Channel 307, Dish Channel 239, or check your local cable listings for the channel in your area. Pure. Ooh, it's so exciting. And now back to happy hour.
Okay.
I love your bio. As an out black woman, she's got a bone to pick with everybody. What is your fucking problem, Gloria Bigelow? How many bones do you have?
All of them. I got a closet full of bones.
She does so by wittingly tackling issues of low lesbian self-esteem. Do you have low lesbian self-esteem?
I do sometimes.
What does that mean?
That means, like, I'm not acknowledged sometimes as a lesbian. Like, I'll walk down the street with, like, you know, somebody that looks a little more sturdy. Yeah. And then the other lesbian passing will, like, nod to them and won't nod at me.
Really?
They don't know that I'm gay.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
you can pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't.
Not
this
that
is
past, but this yeah. past. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, me too. My whole life. Yeah.
Right. So now I have to be like extra gay.
Yeah. Well, you're smoking hot.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Dana, are you still here? Why are you still here?
I'm just listening to this love fest.
Well,
listen.
How's old fashioned work?
I'm going to go upstairs and get drunk.
It's Mama's first time tonight. I can feel it. Everybody sing danger, danger when you taste brown
sugar. I know the back way out of this house, and I will take her with me.
Steffi fell in love overnight.
Gloria.
This is the most awkward one since...
is this awkward?
Since Beverly D'Angelo.
Listen, Beverly D'Angelo came for me, my friend. She's the one that talked about her fluidity. You know the straight girls that talk about their fluidity with double fist and vodka. I was like, all right, Mrs. Griswold, Christ, let's do this. Let's go to Wally World.
You're the Wally World?
Yeah. All right, listen, I'm too drunk to know what that analogy was. Gloria, my point is...
Confused.
What? All right. You also addressed the ridiculousness of racism. Is it still a thing? Steve Knight says it's not. Steve King says it's not a thing. Is racism what? Is there a thing? What's wrong with white nationalists?
What is wrong with that?
I thought we voted to solve that problem this week.
Isn't it done?
He's still in office.
Yeah.
Not done.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like it's a little self-apparent, like, what's wrong with white supremacy? It's like, okay, so the two words together, you see, would imply then that, you see, the one race is in some way, you know, supreme to the other one.
But also that he couldn't answer his own question lets you know
that
he's not supreme over anyone, sir.
Tell him, Jamie.
Jamie
agrees. Steve King's a fucking racist douche nozzle. You are correct. Thank you, Jamie. You also made a great point on Twitter, Gloria.
Jamie? Okay.
Mommy? Yes. Okay. Do you want to talk to Walter the dog? Is that what you want to do? Okay. Walter, what?
Stop.
That's a dog.
Stop interrupting.
Have you seen this video?
No. Stop it. No, stop. Walter.
That's my favorite part.
All right.
That was me doing the MGM lion. Walter does impressions. Okay, Jamie, are you good? See, Jamie's good now. But you tweeted, why the fuck are we saying catch and release when we're talking about people? Thank you. Even what's his fuck? William Barr, the attorney general in his hearings, he kept using the term illegal aliens. Yeah. Right? I mean, it's just, I just can't believe we're not past this debate.
Yeah.
When so many Americans for so many years have wanted comprehensive immigration reform and not a wall. And why are we still having these discussions?
Because the yam in the White House, that's what he's doing.
Right.
He's over there deflecting, being a yam.
Yes.
And deflecting.
Yes.
I don't think yam deflection is the worst.
Please.
Kind of
orange, the worst. Orange Hitler, yeah, if you don't mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's get down to it, Gloria. Okay, are you stressed out? Did you feel like on my stroke meter? How bad was this morning, Travis? Because this is just not sustainable. Isn't that the word? This is not sustainable. This chaos, this treason, this... I just don't know what to, I don't know what to say. How are you?
Well,
how are you doing? How are you processing
it every day?
Sip.
Yes. Hello.
Okay. That's
take a drink.
That's how I'm starting to process it.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah, I take like little breaks. I try to take little breaks. I try not to come home and watch MSNBC twice. You know what I mean? Like watch the 6 o'clock, the 7 o'clock.
Oh,
the 8
I do that because I can't sleep. So I see it again.
Exactly. And Chris Matthews over there yelling at me for the second time in a day.
Yeah, right.
Yelling, interrupting me. You know, so I try not to do it twice. I try to limit it to one now.
Right. Yeah.
Although last night I did turn on Rachel at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. hoping that they'd be talking about what Rudy had said on CNN.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they weren't.
You're like,
and so
oh,
I was sitting there watching Rachel again.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So
Rudy Giuliani. That's I don't.
That's really something. It's a.
But Rudy doesn't even believe what Rudy says.
No.
You see the way Rudy's smart. He can't even say. He's just smiling, lying, just lying and smiling.
Have you ever tried to get fired from a job? Like, don't you feel like that's what he's doing?
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
It's a Friday. I can't do this anymore.
Just call in, Rudy. Just
it's
call
how
are
you
going
to get fired on your day off? It takes a stupid motherfucker to get fired on his day off. You ain't got no job. You ain't got shit to do.
Oh, my God. I feel like he does, like, scotch cleanup every morning in his tweets. Like,
I can't believe at some point people respect
him. I think
were
misconstrued that I spent last night in Christmas.
Come on.
You're like, no.
It's pretty clear.
You admitted to collusion. Like, it was... I just can't. Gloria, how are we moving on in a normal fashion with everything we know?
We're not. We're triggered. I'm triggered all the time.
Yeah.
I wake up and as soon as I look,
I love the ear moderation. I feel like, could everyone leave the room? I feel like we're perfect together because your idea of moderation is only watching the MSNBC show once and not twice. And with my insomnia, like that's what you could be like, honey, we saw the, no. Remember?
Yeah.
Sweetie, remember we saw before the second bottle of Chardonnay?
Yeah.
Remember we saw, I remember, we saw that, Chris Matthews, remember? And then Rachel Maddow said the thing, and then she said the funny thing handing off to Lawrence. Remember when that happened? And then Brian Williams said the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, we'll miss, the first half of it in our red wine, white wine stupor. And we'll be like, well, now we have to watch it again. So I feel like we'd either be fantastic together or we would enable each other where we're like, honey, we were too drunk to see it the first time, so it's okay to see it the second.
Just watch it again.
I have a big boy crush on Ari.
I know. I've done his show.
Yeah. I do.
He's cute.
Adorable.
He's smart.
He's cute. Yeah.
And he has a lovely hip-hop references. Like,
I know.
The rapper, right?
Yeah. I have to say he was a great hire for this time in history for this whole Mueller thing, being a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And
I really do enjoy him. Snoop. Who was it? Snoop or 50 Cent that was talking about Ari.
Is everyone
in
else
Instagram
in love with all the legal ladies? You know what I'm saying? I'm in love with all the legal ladies during this Trump-Russia thing.
Which legal ladies?
Maya Wiley.
Oh, my God.
Maya Wiley. Jill Weinbanks. Cynthia Oxney.
Maya.
You know, Joyce, what's her name? Joyce Vance.
Maya would be a tender lover in bed, I think.
Maya.
She rocks my world.
And also, though, she says it like there's something like she has like a little sexy smirk, and she's like, I know I'm right, because she's right.
Yes,
because she's always right.
But she also has like compassion. Remember when Sam Nunberg was on and he was drunk and on coke and he was asking everybody for advice on Ari Melber's show, and she's like, I'm not gonna answer the subpoena. Yeah. What do you think, Maya? I'm not gonna answer it. And Maya's like,
I think your family wants you to come home for Thanksgiving.
Oh my god, she's so fantastic,
right? And we were like, yeah, you're right, Maya. They do want him home.
Oh my god, Gloria Bigelow, are you sure we're not meant to be together? Because you just, that was the nerdiest thing I've ever seen, is you just recited the exact thing that I remember from my Rain Woman of what Maya Wiley said to Sam Nunberg several months ago. Okay.
Nerd!
You
have the weirdest sex role play I've ever heard of right now.
I need another political nerd. My last longtime ex, when I did a Tim Russert joke during Meet the Press, that was it, man. That was, I was like, oh my god, she gets it.
But this is why I've kept her for so long, because I knew you were going to kick me to the curb the moment I brought Gloria Bigelow into your life.
I can't believe
I had a good run.
You knew exactly.
I've done that exact line. I'm going to miss you, and I love you.
Whatever, Dana, whatever.
Are you free on Thursday mornings at 8?
Whatever. Dolly, whatever.
That's
you're...
That's my spot!
Yeah. Okay, Dolly, thanks for coming. Listen, Gloria. Oh my god, seriously? I'm the only like you have the same photographic memory I do for MSNBC moments.
Because that was a moment.
Mm-hmm. Just like, but I know, I just was like, this is the difference with liberals and them. She actually had compassion for him and was trying to help.
Yeah.
I know. You're right. Okay, I got it. My, Dana?
Now you need me? Yes. How can I help you?
Yes, now I need you because my eyeballs, it's something. It's attraction to Gloria.
Are they tearing? What is happening?
I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on.
Bizing? What is going on?
She's having a stroke.
We always go with that. You know, the funny thing would be is if I have actually had a series of mini strokes, that won't be that funny, will it?
I'll feel bad when
I drooling. Is my lip drooping? I feel like it. Sean, is
you're supposed to stand in the mirror, smile, and lift up your right leg and smile at the same time. If it doesn't, if it's not even, I think that's you remember the fucking line from MSNBC. Yeah. You don't remember the symptoms of a stroke for women. Yeah.
It's the Jewish version of what you just did.
Yeah, that was me. Oh my god, I went to order breakfast this morning, and it was like bagels and lox, and I was like, "Hey, just easy on the cream cheese, please." I swear to God, I got my plate, and the Jewiest thing. I looked at it, and I was like, "I mean, this is really easy on the cream cheese. Like, you couldn't put any more cream cheese on."
Like what?
The Jewiest thing I could have done with bagels and lox. Yeah. Easy on the cream cheese. Oh. That's a little easier than I hope.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite jokes with Jewish families when a waiter walks up to the table and says, "Is anything okay this evening?"
Excuse me. All right,
I like when you snort.
I have to prevent Jamie from taking us off the air right now. Doing my Heisman pose.
We won't go off the air because this isn't live.
We will only lose your microphone.
Oh, well, that's no loss. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, let's keep going.
We're good.
What?
Go, Jamie, Dana, go. Goldberg. Go, Jamie, go.
Go, Jamie, go. Okay. So, all right. So where do we start with what our national nightmare? I don't even know. I feel like we're jinxing it by going, oh, well, this can't get any worse. We've hit bottom. And you're like, oh, my. How about? So Nancy Pelosi saying he can't do the State of the Union because there's no security. Right, the government's shut down. Right. Then he's like, "Well, what, Nancy? You know, you can't do the trims."
And I'm
going to
tell everybody unless you want to
fly, Southwest.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What?
He told everyone where she was going. He released top secret.
Oh, my God, Malcolm Nance said that on Twitter. He just said,
and not just her, the people, her security that was already on the ground in that destination. Now everyone knows that they're there unprotected.
Yeah, because like, it was an hour before she was supposed to take off.
Yes. That's when he went to Iraq and revealed the Navy SEALs' identities. Look at him like, oh my God.
I have a little update on that story, though, for you.
Oh, I'll wait here.
He's the worst national security threat to this country.
I don't understand. The Republicans just need to get in his ass.
White House delegation, canceled Davos trip because
they
knew that looked bad. You're like, you can go to Davos, but Nancy Pelosi can't go second in line to the president because he can't go to see the troops on a national security trip. Oh, my God.
So now he just can't. So basically, he just stepped on a rake and hit himself in the face.
Whack.
I canceled Nancy's trip. Oh, whack. Shit. Now I can't send my crew to Davos.
White House is like a rake farm. Just, oh, ow. Now what I do now?
See, I don't even need you, Sean. I just got me on this one. We're good.
All right.
Sandra's like,
all right. She's good with her mouth.
Oh, wow. Not bad.
Nice.
I've heard enough that I've actually gotten it. Now it's in my brain.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
We'll see what happens. Like, I don't know if you need that one anymore either.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, but isn't that the worst? Beside him being a traitor and a lunatic and having dementia and God knows what else, it's that he's fucking 8. I just can't. No, really? No, you're disinvited to me because I'm like, oh my God. It literally is another version of no puppet, no puppet. You're the puppet. Like,
but did we ever know that when Hillary was like, you're a puppet, you're Putin's puppet, like, did we know that it was going to be like this bad?
Oh, I did.
See, yes. I was like, that's a good line. And she's probably a little right. But then I was like, Oh
no, she's a lot.
Oh,
right.
I thought it was marionette right. puppet. I didn't know it was hand up the ass puppet. Thank and you. I think there's a difference.
An ass puppet is totally different.
Yeah, he's definitely an ass puppet.
I think we just got a title for the podcast.
Ass puppet. Gloria Bigelow, ass puppet. No, you're not my ass puppet. I mean,
no
I can,
he's,
a girl
he's
can dream.
Definitely an ass puppet.
He is definitely.
All right. How's that bourbon going down?
And just about as good as I do.
Oh. Hey!
Boom.
She made a lesbian boom. And a drinking joke. That's why it's a BL.
This is why I don't drink at 8 a.m.
Ma! Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Jamie,
it
right. Yes.
Hey.
It's the bark of truth. You are correct.
Everything's okay, though.
Gloria, how... Okay, here's the thing. I was... Well, not really joking. I'm dealing with a lot of personal life stress, but don't you feel like that's what's... You know, it really is a national, like, sort of, when you turn on your TV, as you and I do, and you see John Brennan or national security experts go, he is a clear and present danger to the United States of America, yeah. to our national security. Okay, that's a level of, Sean, I'm gonna need more fart. It's a lot of gastrointestinal already. And then, in my case, my 95-year-old mom falls and breaks her hip last week. And, you know, it just... People, all these people going through the shutdown, right? They're like, oh, I can't get my insulin, can't take my lupus medication, can't... I mean, it's just, I feel like our national stress level is reaching a point, right?
Where then people are going to start, then it's going to, like, kick in. That's what's going to happen. Like, I heard a lady on NPR the other day saying, like, she worked so hard to get where she is, but she's getting ready to be evicted because right. she's in the shutdown and she can't pay her rent. And I'm like, all right, now it's going to be the time. People are literally... going to like
well his ratings are plummeting because I think people are finally going wait a minute like what hey. Huh like I can't I mean I just I feel like even if you're like oh this Russia thing's a hoax do you feel like someone could be doing more deliberately to tank the United States of America like this is the third shutdown in 2 years with them controlling all three branches the economy is right? Trade war, Syria policy, drawing up a plan to attack Iran. I'm like, who stops this and how exactly?
Well, you know, it's not going to be bitch McConnell. You know who's not going to do it? He's not going to do it.
See what you did there?
Oh, that might be a new title.
Call him bitch.
Bitch McConnell.
What up, bitch?
He's not going to stop it.
He's got to be compromised. I mean, seriously.
Oh, no, that's what I think. I think all of them are. I think he has stuff on all of them. And I think that's why he keeps them in his pocket.
Well, I was telling her this morning, Mitch McConnell, this one's clear. Like, his wife is making a shit ton of money from these trade deals with China and these tariffs. So he's married to a billionaire who's making a killing off of this. There's no way Mitch is going to put his marriage in jeopardy. He's just going to be Trump's pool boy. Like, that's what's happening with him. I didn't even know that until, like, 2 weeks ago that he was married to this woman.
Oh.
Because, yeah, but to me, that's what's going on with Mitch. He's just going to stay quiet. If these guys are actually doing this so that they don't get primaried, like yeah. Lindsey Graham, I love her. If she's doing this so she doesn't get primaried, she's going to what? Yes, Mom.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous because being so close to him at this point, being so close to Trump's ideologies, people are coming out against them. Like, someone's going to primary that schmuck mm-hmm. in 2020. We yeah. know they are.
Yeah.
Well, I love how they're also saying... You know, all these people that are in districts that Trump won who just won this midterm election, Michael, yeah, they won where you won because people there don't like you.
Yeah.
And he's trying to use that as like a threat, like you're in trouble in 2 years. It's like, no,
y'all in trouble
yeah.
in
yeah.
2 years.
Because there's another round of senators.
Yes, if we can
should have given things. Clemson football players more than cold cheeseburgers because that's South
hamburgers,
Carolina.
Hamburgers.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't give them cheese.
Hamburger.
There's no cheese?
No cheese. South Carolina is going to get some Democratic votes in 2020 because of that little debacle.
Yeah. Yeah, that was some bullshit. I mean, really.
They lit candelabras. They lit fucking candelabras.
Someone's like, if this is not a scene from what's his name? Michael Douglas in Candelabra.
He was insane. And silver platters.
But it's perfect because I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what this is about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look at that and I'm like, yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Laura, do you feel in the Trump world that you are more discriminated against as a black person or a gay person? Or is it an equal amount of...
go with woman. We can go anywhere with this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was walking across the trifecta street, across Fairfax on a Friday night, just minding my own business with Niles, and a complete stranger in like a some kind of car that begins with a Y, and he was a Lyft driver. He rolls down his window and he yells at me. He was like, just so you know, it's Trump's world now, baby.
No.
And I was like, I'm just walking my dog going to the Rite Aid.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I just want to get some thrifty
ice cream.
That
seems like a black thing because obviously,
right.
Well.
He doesn't know gay, right. Because right. Right. Okay. And yeah. Woman probably, but it was probably a black thing on a Friday night in WeHo. Right.
That's nuts.
I was like, really? I'm just trying to go to Rite Aid.
Right.
You know?
Don't you want to scoop a double chocolate malted?
Which is traumatic enough, by the way.
I mean, they need to change it to Left Aid, or I'm going to start shopping at Walgreens.
Dana,
Stephanie, that
Dana,
one was kind of cute.
Dana, you're such a little delight. You're such a little confection. Gloria,
I'm buzzed.
Tell us more about you. No, I'm buzzed too. I've had a fucking shit show of a week. I am blasted. Gloria,
yes.
I swear to God, I'm going to sober up before I drive you home.
Are you driving? Oh my God, we're ordering food.
Have I got everyone drunk?
We're ordering food. What did you serve them?
A roofie?
Maple?
No, Travis roofied me.
No,
we're going to have a baby before the end of the podcast.
I've always wanted a kid.
Yeah.
Surprise, Dylan. Gloria said she was going to drink wine. But then she said tequila when she got here, so I cobbled together a margarita based on what you had in your fridge, which is the scariest fucking place in the world.
Yeah, you know, welcome to your nightmare.
I hope you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's still
it's working. Okay.
Yeah.
And I love that Travis's worst nightmare is an unorganized refrigerator.
No, her refrigerator in particular.
Okay, got it.
What's
try to fix a cocktail in this house.
Oh, yeah.
She's a wine drinker.
I don't drink cocktails.
Right. Okay. But I use some of your, like, your margarita mix that you use in your weird drink that you drink out of your jug in the morning.
Yeah. Although I feel like eventually I will be Kitty Dukakis. And you'll be like, you guys will have to, you know, haul me out of the garage. You'll be like, what is that? Paint thinner? I'm like, it's fine. Is that rubbing alcohol? I just skinned my knee. I don't know how it happened.
But Dana's enjoying a maple walnut old fashioned.
I am.
Are you enjoying that?
I am, actually.
Which in honor of our congressman in Yarmouth.
Yes.
Who likes bourbon at 11 a.m.
Well, he's from Kentucky. Yeah. It's his job.
Let's just call it the Yarmouth.
Jamie? Come on, Jamaica. Uncle Travis is going to need more bourbon if you don't.
Okay.
There are bitters in this drink.
Gloria, tell us everything that you've ever thought or wanted or dreamed of. Do you have a partner? What's happening? Let's just get to the fucking gritty, man.
No, I'm dating.
No.
Yeah.
Are you just saying that to make me jealous?
Is it working?
This one. Yeah, right now it's working. Yeah.
I'm all.
How long you guys been together for?
You know, that's tricky. That's tricky.
Oh my God, you're such a dude. Is it our anniversary, really?
No, it's like, you know, 4 years, and then we had a little break.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Don't lesbians always have a break?
Yeah.
Dana Goldberg had the
best joke
ever.
I'm not allowed to say anything right now. Don't talk to me.
Dana Goldberg had the best joke ever. She was like, when they brought the L word back, she was like, of course they brought it back, because lesbians always have to try it just one more time.
Gotta try and make it work just one more time.
I've done it with every single person I've ever been with.
See, I've never done it.
Me either.
And sometimes multiple times. Yes.
Me either.
Normally, no.
This is a first for you, then.
You are so goddamn unforgiving and unempathetic.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's we stay way too fucking long. And then we try and work out every possible fix to the relationship. So when we're done, we're done.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
I mean, I just got super codependent with Glow. Is that close?
That sounds about right.
That's pretty close, right? Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
There's a light switch installed in Gloria's apartment that I have a problem with.
What does that mean?
I'm not allowed to speak right now.
Wow. Travis, what's happening?
I don't
What is the weird dynamic between you two? What's happening?
I don't know. Light switches. I think she's going to turn it off.
Like, yep.
Yeah.
All right. So how is it going? Is there a chance that I can... get in there? Under the concertina, under the concertina wire?
Nope. I'm just, Travis,
I'm an interviewer asking questions. In service of America, in service of this podcast, not. I am asking Gloria Bigelow, what up, girl? How's it going?
How'd you two meet?
How you doing, girl?
How did you meet your
girlfriend? I saw her at a club. I thought she was cute. I went over and made her
laugh. It's not going to work.
And she is cute.
As a comedian, she went over and made her laugh. See?
Yeah. Well,
you should do
something. I can make you laugh and I can rock your world.
Stephanie, you should go to a club.
What? A club? That's at night.
Steph's going to be like, is there a step? I can't see anything. Is there a step? No, that's what I look like right now in clubs, actually, when it's dark. I'm like, I can't.
Is that a step?
She'll be at the club at like 7 p.m. And she'll be like, oh, TikTok, sweetie.
TikTok.
Who wants to go home at 8? It's mama's bedtime.
Listen, Gloria, when I meet the person like you that goes, Rachel Maddow's at 6, I'll know that that's it. I'm like, come on.
So you need the Rain Man of the lesbian community is what you're saying. Maddow at 6.
Maddow at 6. All right, we got to go out on that because Dana Goldberg is just a delight. Gloria Bigelow, how do we follow you on Twitter? How do we worship you? What do we do?
Oh, you can find me at Glow Bigelow on Instagram and then Gloria Bigelow on Twitter and just, you know, around the world.
And she's fantastic live. I watched her videos today, like, kind of obsessively and stalkily.
She is one of the funniest.
I did not masturbate,
comedians.
Travis. Stop looking at me like that.
Because we know you don't know how to masturbate.
I laughed. Well, I know I'm learning, but she was fantastic and funny. We'll talk about that next time. Gloria.
Are you watching Lawrence O'Donnell videos too?
Thanks for coming, so to speak.
Oh, boom.
What?
What?
Dana, you're not even here
anymore. No, don't follow me. Steph doesn't even want you to follow me.
DG Comedy, whatever. Gloria Bigelow, thank you, honey. Happy hour, everybody.
Cheers.
Happy.
Cheers.
Yes. Yeah.